Kutasiches Chelik Chav Beis, Parsha Shmini, Sicha Beis. And this is also a siyum of Seder Taras and the entire Shas in Mishnah, because the Masechta Nida is this, the Shas of Gemara, but then there are also certain Mishnayos after that, and this would be the conclusion of the entire Shisei Seder Mishnah, and that's the siyum on that. The last Masechta from the Shisha Siddur Mishnah, the last Masechta of the six orders of the Mishnayis, which is Masechta Uktzin, read wegen the Protodinu from Tumas Eichlim and Tumas Mashkim, talks about the details of the halachas of when foods or liquids can become Tomei and so on, all the halachas associated with that. Verstehen by Parsha Seinu, and this is a mitzvah which is brought in our Parsha, Parsha Shmini. And the last halacha from the Masechta is, what's the final halacha of this Masechta Uktzin? It says as follows: Chalas Dvash, loaves of honey. When they are in the hive, they are in little cells and they are clumps of honey. They're hardened. Me'emes and Metames Mishum Mashke. When do they become Tomei as a liquid? Because there is a difference between Tuma as it applies to liquids and Tuma as it applies to solid foods. So honey is at that stage still solid, and then it becomes liquefied. So when does it become when is it considered liquid in regards to Tuma? B'shamay Omer Mishiyaharer. B'shamay says from when he plans to extract them from the hive. So at that point already he has intends for it to make it into liquid, and then it becomes liquid. According to another version of the Mishnah, it says, which means when he engages the hive in order to take the honey, which could mean things like they would smoke the hive, put smoke into the hive so that the bees would leave, and so on. So once he starts the process, so that's Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Hillel Loimer Mishiyah Rasik. Beis Hillel says from when he starts scraping it, there's like a honeycomb, and the comb is used to scrape the honey from the hive. So when he starts doing that and it starts to liquefy, that's when it's considered liquid. Beis Shammai Mahalten as Leich Vidamenshiz Maharav Machshavayim Shaftei. As soon as a person thinks in his mind, L'radus Advash, to extract the honey, but kumtas adin mashke, it immediately becomes considered liquefied food. Unesver tome betumas mashke, it becomes tome according to the laws of that apply to liquid. Mashenkin le bezil, on the other hand, according to bezil, is if mitame mishum mashke, when would it start becoming tome as a liquid? Esh mishirasik, only after he already starts extracting it from the hive. Because at that time it is actually liquefying. Weiter in the Mishnah Shel Achrizeh, then in the next Mishnah, this was the final Mishnah of Halacha. Then there is another Mishnah, the last Mishnah of Shisha Vesidah Mishnah, which is the final Mishnah. So it talks more agadically, not halachically. State it says over there, Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi said, Osir HaGosh Baruch Lahanchil Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shloish Meish V'Asara Oilemus. Hashem will bequeath to every Tzadik 310 worlds. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Lahanchil Oya V'Yesh, I will bequeath to those who love me Yesh, V'Yitzar Seim Amalei, and their treasure houses I will fill. Amar Rabbi Shuvan, and so the word Yesh is Shin Yud 310. From there we know that he will give 310 to each tzaddik. Amar Rabbi Shimon Machalafta. Rabbi Shimon Machalafta said, Leimotz HaGosh Baruch Hu Kli Mavzik Brocha LeYisrael. Hashem could not find any receptacle that contains blessing for the Jewish people. Ela HaSholem, only peace. Peace contains blessing. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Oiz La'ami Yitein, Hashem will give strength to his people. Hashem Yivarech Hasam Bashalom. Hashem will bless his people with peace. Peace contains blessing. Davon verstehen. So we have to understand. Was is the Shaychus from the last Mishnah? What's the connection between the last Mishnah, the Maimonim from Rabbi Shulman Levi and Rabbi Shulman Chalafta, those things said by Rav Shua ben Levi and Rav Shimon Chalavka to the Mishnah Shlufneze, what's the connection between that and to the previous Mishnah, which is the Plukta Tzvishim Beishamay and Beishil, but again, Chalazvash, the dispute between Beishamay and Beishil in regards to the cakes of honey, loaves of honey. What's the connection between these two Mishnahs? The Rambam, Nochme Farshim Zainim Avar, the Rambam as well as other commentaries also explain, Lefisha Hishlim Kol Dinei HaAlacha, because he concluded all the next to the last Mishnah was the final Mishnah dealing with Halacha, Chasam Advarim Bigmul, therefore he concluded Shas with what is the repayment for having learned all, how does Hashem reward those who learn, you know, study Torah, how does he reward them? And he tells you 310 worlds and blessings and peace. Thus haste, in other words to say, the Mishnah Taka Nishkan Hemshech B'Teichem to the Mishnah of Shulfaneha. And true, there is no real connection between the final Mishnah and the Mishnah, the one that comes before. Nor does it assume if Gan Shishis the Mishnah. The last Mishnah is actually talking about all the Mishnahs in Shishis the Mishnah. The Chtei Loidia B'Chasimus HaMishnah is in order to let us know at the very end of the Mishnah, Matan Schorim Shal Tzadikim, what is the reward for the Tzadikim Shalomdim and Makaimim Kol Mashkazav, the Mishnah, to those Tzadikim that study and fulfill everything that is written in the Mishnah. So there is no real connection between the two. It's just like the final word on Mishnayis altogether. Loit Ober Vimigefint in the Gemara Bakama Makamas, but according to what we find in the Gemara in a number of places, as when is Mevayard and Tamas Michas from Mishnayis, that we do search and try to explain the connection between the proximity of two Mishnas, Afilu Venzeshtein, Zuachazu, in Bazundar Mesechtas, even if they follow each other in two separate Mesechtas, in two separate books. But since this is the last Mishnah of the previous Mesechta, and then comes the first Mishnah of the next Mesechta, so the Gemara attempts to see what's the connection between the two, that they follow each other, even though there is a full stop between them. Malachas kama v'kama, so then needless to say, Tzvei Mishnayis from the Zolim Perek, two Mishnahs which follow each other in the same chapter, never mind in the same Mesechta. L'cheri yesh malkim tzuzuchne mevarezayin, so therefore it would stand to reason that there is reason to search and try to explain the Shaychas, Oich the Shaychas in the Tzvei Mishnayis, the connection between these two Mishnahs, apopi shetama Rambam etokfa emet, even though what the Rambam says is absolutely solid and true and correct, but we still could search and find a more intrinsic connection between these two Mishnahs than to just say they really have nothing to do with each other, it's just because he gives you the reward for having learned all this. Al kaponim lahamtik, at least to give a more geschmack, a more interesting connection between the two, not just as the Rambam says that they're really unassociated. Yeshleimer, one could say, as a teichen mishnah smucha zum sima mishnayis b'inus chara mitzis, so we could say perhaps that the meaning of that mishnah, which is at the end of the mishnayis, which talks about the reward for the mitzvahs, the plukta tzvishim beshamay um beshilul b'nechei geya chalas dvash, and the machlekes between beshamay beshilul in regards to the honey, Hotashaychas does have a connection to the inyan aschar mitzvah, to the same idea of reward for mitzvah, v'sretzel b'ziyam mishnayis, which is at the very end. In other words, the very last mishnah is reward for mitzvahs. So we could perhaps explain that what Beishamay and Beishilul argue about the honey also is associated with the reward for mitzvahs, and therefore there is an intrinsic connection between the two. Beis. Obehektem azbore in divir ha-mefarshim anal, by first explaining what the mefarshim, those commentaries, say, as the siyum from shishon sidr mishnah b'marim manal, that the very end of the six orders of the mishnah by those statements of Rabbi Shulman Levi and Rabbi Shimon Machalafta, is bechdeitzim. Is an idea zayin inyan matnas charam shel tzaddikim is there in order to tell us what is the reward for the tzaddikim lechayis nishashtane, because we have to understand what that means. The Mishnah tells us the reward for tzaddikim. What needs to be understood? Dar retzach d'chavegim tzaddikim. We're talking about tzaddikim. And not ordinary tzaddikim that they are just starting out on their, their avoda, their path forward. We're talking about tzaddikim which have concluded the entire Mishnah, which is basically, in a sense, the entire Torah. Which means they stand at a point in their life where they have completed Torah. The general Mishnah is the general Teresh Bopet, will be a tzaddik lentus, and not just ordinary Mishnah, but the way a tzaddik understands and learns and studies Mishnah. So therefore, he is already at the very end of having mastered Torah. Is the chlachayra posha to move, and so therefore would be obvious, or it should be obvious, as a halten shown gewiss by them oifna by the leitz tzivya mishnah noch besedem nizikin. So certainly they are on the level of serving Hashem in the way that the Mishnah spells out much earlier in the Seder Nizikin, which says there misham shem esarav shloim anas l'kabel pras. This is in Ovis, where it says that one should be like a person that serves their master not for the purpose of getting reward, nish tzulib schar, nor lishma, but rather just for the sake of serving Hashem. So certainly these tzaddikim are on that level. That's much earlier in the Mishnayos, and they're at the end already, and they're tzaddikim, and they've studied it, and therefore they apply it to themselves. So certainly they are not serving Hashem for the purpose of reward. Zois va'oid, and in addition to that, the pasuk was read very gebracht in the Mishnah Gufa. The pasuk which is brought in this Mishnah zogt lahanchil oyavai yesh, that Hashem says that I will bequeath to those who love me the 310 worlds. Those was the divas din in the meivishem me'ava. We're talking about people that serve Hashem out of love. Was dos made, which means that the Rambam is mevar baruch, as Rambam explains in great detail. As they too and they avoid lishma, that they do their they serve Hashem just for the sake of serving Hashem, nish l'shem schar, not for the purpose of being rewarded, nor oisa emes neshu emes, but rather, in the words of the Rambam, he behaves according to the truth just because it is the truth, because it's the right thing to do, not because he hopes to be rewarded for it. Emes takya, although it's true, as derbos is oisa emes neshu emes, that somebody who does who lives according to the truth just because it's the right thing to do is muftach, is assured. Vidramam zogdot, as the Rambam of there tells us, as soif hatoiv lovei beglola, that in the end he doesn't do it because it's he wants reward, but in the end he will be rewarded for it. Abenish dos is the shleimus of ilchashre, but that's not what he is. That's not the goal that he is reaching for. So the grei chamid zayin avoda to reach. That's not the goal that he's trying to reach through his service of Hashem to be rewarded. It's true that it'll come, but that's not what motivates him. By an oivid Hashem me'ava, because when a person serves Hashem out of love, is it inyo from seva toiv lovi biglola? This idea that the Rambam says that in the end he will be rewarded, that's not a dova tofel study. That happens to be something, almost irrelevant to why he's doing what he does. It happens to be there, it'll happen. But that's not what he's looking for, that's not what he's trying to achieve. Under Iker by Em, and the main thing, the main reason why he serves Hashem is what's important is that he merits to have served Hashem just for the sake of, because that's what the right thing to do. So that's his reward, not that he's looking for some other reward. And since the ultimate purpose, that's the high point of serving Hashem, is to do it just for the sake of serving Hashem and not for the purpose of receiving reward, V'yiz masim, then according to this, how is it fitting, as I'm seeing from Halach, Shishah, Sidur, and Mishnah, that at the very end, at the conclusion of the entire Mishnayis, which means after a person has reached the ultimate of what he can in serving Hashem, because he's finished the entire thing, so he's reached the apex of what he can accomplish, so then the conclusion of all this is going to be what? Not that he becomes bound up in a love with Hashem which transcends everything. That's not what the Mishnah says. Nor the conclusion of the whole thing is you will be given 310 worlds als gmul v'schar as a reward for having served Hashem. That isn't what he was reaching for. That's not what he was trying to reach. So what are you telling him at the end of all this, that you've reached some lowly level of yes, you will be rewarded? He wants something much greater than that. Why is the Mishnah promising that? Why is that the fitting conclusion of the entire Mishnayis? Muzmezog. Therefore, we must say, as the zach from the hanchil shai olam is that the Mishnah says, Hashem says that he will bequeath 310 worlds. As retzach in the Mishnah, which is being discussed in the Mishnah here, is nishtanina foschar mitzvah b'muvan haragel, is not to be seen and understood as a reward for mitzvahs in the conventional sense of the word reward. Atashlum fun olam is for avedul Hashem, a reward of worlds, 310 worlds, because he served Hashem. Rather, nor does the hecher shleim is b'aveda. What it's telling you is, when you finish and conclude the whole Mishnayis, having served Hashem out of love, the 310 worlds represents a new level of your avedas Hashem. Hashem raises you up to a new level of avedas Hashem. That's what is meant by the 310 olamos. And aliyah tzevelcha the eved ma'aved the grecht al yidei avedasei, a new level that a person can reach through having done his service in the best way that he could. Hashem brings him up to a higher level in his avedas Hashem. Gimel, undosed in the kuzas hashayches, and that is the connection between the Mishnah with the Mishnah of Shlofanel, with this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, which is Pluktas Beshamay Beshilul Bechalas Zvash, the machlokes between Beshamay Beshilul in regards to the honey. Ma'ataymim al derech haremez. One of the reasons, according to the at least in the view of remez, which means more esoteric, rather allusions, you know, that sometimes we connect with things to each other just in the way they appear, which is the idea of remez. Because the last halacha in the Mishnah, which is the chitum of Mishnah, which is the conclusion of the Mishnah, shakol halacha chitum, everything goes according to how it ends. What's most important is the final word on something. Why is it that zei zainim benigeya the dvarim udvash? Why is it that the final halacha is about bees and honey? Is explained that is vile is for the reason because the dvarim zainim kibira chazal bees are in the way our sages explain it. Merames, it's an allusion of shleimus avoda to the absolute high point of one's service of Hashem, is represented by bees. Avoda lishma, which means avoda, which is purely for the sake of serving Hashem. That will be explained further in chapter 7. First, the avoda is achana v'akdomet so'otzer adosh baruch hu l'anchel l'chol tzadik, and this kind of avoda, which is talked about, which is represented by the bees, serving Hashem lishma, that is what leads into Hashem will eventually bequeath the tzaddikim 310 olamos and so on, the shleimus tzevelchem and the greich tagdei aveda, the avedas dvarim, which is the perfection that one is granted in aveda as a result of having reached the aveda of what's represented by the bees. So the bees represents human perfection, what a person can achieve on their own, and then is given a higher level of Aveda as a result of having, which is represented by the 310 worlds, that's given Milmaila. und des Svaris und Pluktes Beshame Bezhilul in other Plukta Bechalas Dvash, and the ideas and the idea behind what, why they dispute each other, what's behind their argument in this matter of the honey, Vasiz Vigaret Kama Pa'omim, which is, as discussed many times, Fabunim Et Chila Kloli Tzishin Zeyra Shittas, is connected to the general way in which they see the entire Torah and what a Yid is and how a Yid serves Hashem. And since they have this different view, slightly different view about it, so therefore many of the machlokes in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel go in a certain direction in accordance with their view on a certain matter, which will be explained. And that is Zlina Basar B'Koyach. The basic difference between them is, do we look at the potential of something? What could one be? What could one accomplish? Or do we go Zlina Basar B'Koyach, we look at what did they accomplish? What actually happened? Not what could have happened or what could happen, but what does happen? That's the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, that we look at matters in accordance with what is possible. Und der Riber, and therefore, bekumtus adin mashke gleich Mashiach harcher, afilo Mashiach harcher, and therefore it becomes liquid the moment a person engages with the honey, even before it actually became liquid. But the minute he starts working on making it into a liquid, so then it is already becoming liquid, so he considers it liquid already then. Even more so that the moment he thinks to empty the beehive to make it into honey, the moment he thinks about it, it's already, the reality is there to some degree, because it could happen, it's going to happen, so then already it's considered liquid. Valbekayach is a shemashke, because in essence, in potential, in ability, in possibility, it's already there. It is already liquid. Avopias is noch weit from mashke bepeil, even though it's not yet even close to being liquid. It still takes a number of steps to make it into liquid, but he's already doing it. He's already thinking about doing it. So therefore, it is already in a state of liquid, at least potentially. And that's enough for Beis Shammai. When Beis Hillel holds, whereas Beis Hillel holds, as Lina Basar B'Poyel, that we go according to what is the facts on the ground. When the Ribbon, and therefore, Hotas Nishkain Din Mashke, so it's not considered to be liquid, Bizas Vert Mashke B'Poyel, until it actually becomes liquid. Mishay Rasik, as they put it, once already he's combing it out of the hive, which is already becoming liquid at that point. So these two opinions, which are based on that general world outview in which they disagree, brengen arisen afgemina, that brings out a difference in dem klolos enifun matoros briyasa adam ali aretz, brings out a general difference, divergent opinion about what is the purpose of mankind on earth. Why were we created to begin with? Vos nivru nivreisil l'shamishos kaidu, because we know we were created to serve Hashem, as will be explained further on. And therefore, it also brings out a difference in how does one reach perfection. Because if there's a different goal and purpose to your creation, reaching that goal, which is means reaching perfection. If it's a different goal, then reaching the other goal is the perfection. And therefore, only after we understand the difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel on that matter, that final Mishnah about Hashem giving each tzaddik 310 olamos. So there's a difference of opinion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether it's we look at the potential or we look at the facts, the reality, which leads to a difference of opinion about what is the ultimate purpose and goal of a person being created, and therefore it makes a difference about how he's being rewarded or how what he's being given as a further level of achievement as a result of what he has done. And there's a difference of opinion all the way along each one of those three steps. Dalit. Lashon HaMishnah v'alchiz Lashon Ketzara uvetachos Adiyuk. The language, the words as they are contained in the Mishnah, which are always read, that the Mishnah always looks for brevity, to speak in the shortest way possible, and therefore every word is very considered. Every word, the use of every word is considered and accurate and purposeful and so on. So we look at it. The Mishnah says Hashem will bequeath 310 olamos. Is l'chayre, so you could ask the question, v'pastol l'hanchil an inyan shel yerusha. Why does he say bequeath, which means it's like giving an inheritance? That's what a bequeath, l'hanchil means to give an inheritance. So why use that kind of a terminology here? Yerusha is nishva bunim midem avayda from the yerush. When a person inherits something, it has nothing to do with the efforts that they put in. It's unrelated to what they have achieved in life. All he has to do, it doesn't even have to do it, all that has to happen is he was born as a relative of the person that is bequeathing, so he is a legitimate heir. That's all it takes. It's something that comes automatically just for having been born to the right family. That's it. That's all it takes. Is then es retzich veg matnos charon shel tzaddikim. So therefore, when we're talking about the reward for work that was put in by a tzaddik, had gedaft shtein azorot baruch aliten. It sort of said something like Hashem will give, not bequeath, which is unrelated to your efforts. With some other similar word, the tmiyah is noch greser, and the question is even greater. The zelbe mayim eved gebrachte mesechte Sanhedrin. This very same idea is brought in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Dodge State Taka, and over there it doesn't say he will bequeath. There it says, over there it says Hashem will give to each tzaddik 310 worlds, which makes more sense in the context of having rewarded you for work that you've done. Vishleim Rabir. So perhaps we can explain it this way. As he understands that is in fact the point that's being made. The Maimer Masechta Sanhedrin Velcha is Gezog Evorim Dur Ham Amayre Rava Bar Mori, the one that was said in Masechta Sanhedrin, which is said by a sage of the Gemara, whose name was Rava Bar Mori, Ret Takeven Kschara Mitzvah, over there he is talking about rewards for mitzvahs. When the Ribur, and therefore Zakter also was Baruch Halitin, that's why he used the terminology to give, because that's the right word to use as a reward for effort that you put in. But in their Mishnah, but in this Mishnah, at the end of Mishnayis, was kumt al siyum the chitim Mishnayis, which comes as a conclusion to Mishnayis, Retzach Nishvegen Schar Mitzvah Bepashtis, is not talking about reward for mitzvahs. Nor canal, but rather, as you said before, veg the shleimus tzvelcha the tzaddik the greicht, but rather it's describing a new level of perfection that the tzaddik reaches al yedei avodasa me'ava by having served Hashem through out of love. When the river, and therefore is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi medayik. That's why Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi uses this particular language also the gosh baruch lahanchil that Hashem will bequeath. Because this kind of perfection that one can reach, which one reaches through these 310 worlds, that talks about, that's in a similar, can be described similarly to the idea of inheritance. Wow, how is that? Hey, v'negei yerusha, in regards to inheriting something, is yedua, v'as the Rogatchov is mevayir, it's well known what the Rogatchov goen explains the matter of inheritance. As a yerush is nisht atzveite metziyas v'as bakum t'chosem from the meirush. The one who, the heir, that inherits from the one who bequeaths, is not seen as two separate entities, and one transferred ownership of something to another entity. The father transfers ownership to his son, who are two separate entities, and it goes like if you sell something to somebody. So you, one person owned it, he gave it to somebody else, and now that person owns it. But inheritance is not, doesn't work that way. Nor, but rather, in using the words of the pasuk, tachas abaisecha yiyu banecha, in the place of the parents will be the children. The yeder state b'makam ha'meirish, the son who inherits the estate becomes the father. Takes the position of the father, the one that bequeaths. Ayeris is einzach mit meirish. The one who inherits is one with the one who bequeathed it to him, and therefore now stands in the place of his father. Etzem ha'obelushenay, using the words of the Rav Chaver, he is the essence of his father. While Dela says v'negeitzu yidin, the same is true also for the yidin. The shleimus was vert ofgeton demid vasaid learned Torah and his mekayim mitzvahs. What is accomplished when a yid studies Torah and does mitzvahs is vas yisrael v'raisav gush berichu kol echad. What it accomplishes, or it works under the, within the context of the fact that yidin and Hashem and Torah are all one. Gimel miskashron dabedod. There are three things which are connected, tied into each other. Kuchavrichu erais of Yisrael, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people, as said by the Zohar. Velchakul echad, which are all one and the same. Balderazen. So also durch kima mitzvahs, and the same is true also when one does mitzvahs. So now we understand the connection between studying Torah, but it also applies to mitzvahs. Lashon tzavos v'chibur, because the word mitzvah, as we well know, it means connection and attachment. And aid velcher vert kaviyochu ein zach mit neis natayrim mitzvah umetzava mitzvah. So a yid becomes, so to speak, one with the one that gave the Torah when he studies Torah, and one with the one who commanded the mitzvahs when he fulfills a mitzvah. The meibish nalein, which means that a yid becomes one with Hashem. So when we talk about that, reflects the idea that the Rav Chaver says about inheritance. Not that it's transferred from one unassociated person to another unassociated person, and just the fact that he paid money made it his. We're talking about becoming one, standing in the place of the one that gave it to you. When a yid studies Torah, he becomes one with Hashem. When he does a mitzvah, he becomes one with Hashem. Und das ist der Pshat von Lahanchel Oyev Yesh. And this is what is meant when he says he bequeaths to those who love him the 310 elements. The Rambam is mevayir. The Rambam explains, as the loshen yesh vayis of metzias hatmidis asher ein lo tachlis. The word yesh, which means something which is, indicates, it represents the kind of existence which is ongoing and that never ends. It always is. It is in the existence of being always. That's what the word yesh means. It always exists. There is no end to it. So what does it mean that Hashem bequeaths to those who love him yesh? It means to those who love me, I will bequeath the absolute meaning of yesh, which means all existence, endless existence. Whenever we think of anything existing in the world that we live in, everything comes to an end. There is nothing that goes on forever. Everything will eventually end. Everything that we are, that we know and we see and we experience, ends at some point. True existence means it never ends, like Hashem himself, who is has no beginning and no end. That's the true existence. So Hashem bequeaths to every yid that serves him out of love this idea that he will exist eternally. Because any soul, any person that merits the life in the world to come, means after Tchiyas HaMesim, will never end. It's an eternal existence. Once the world as we know it transitions into the world of Olam Haba, we're not talking about Gan Eden, we're talking about the world after Tchiyas HaMesim, so then it'll never end. It's just life and the world will go on forever. So every Yid that serves Hashem will inherit, will merit Chaya Olam Haba, which means they will become a Yesh which exists forever. So the question could be asked, V'kena Nivra Abal Gvul, how is it possible for a created being, which is by definition limited, Nemen Ayesh HaMuchlad, how is a person, a limited, a finite being, able to capture this idea of infinity? Amitzias Hatmid is something which exists always. An Inyan from Nitzchias Umbilti Bagvul, something which is eternal and without end. We're all limited. We are a people, by definition, are limited and finite. Is the Pasuk Mevayer Madgish. So the Pasuk explains how this happens. Lahanchil Oyev Yesh, that Hashem bequeaths to us this existence of Yesh, which means eternal Yesh. Eden Bakuminus Nisht Altsam Makabel Fananoisen. We receive it not as someone gives us something, and therefore now we have something that we didn't have before. Rather, Atseitem Etzias Vachanemtes Funem Noisen, that we are something different from the one that gave it to us, and it transfers something to us. That's not how it happens. Nor Eden Zayne Dos Neuchel Otsiris, but Eden inherited as someone who is an heir to that, to the ability, the one who is able to give something like that. Thus is Ein Zach Mit Meiris, because we are one and connected, and we are integrally one with Hashem. Eden Zayne Bonum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yidden are the children of Hashem, and Underibber, and therefore B'shasa Yid Leren Torah, when a Yid studies Torah and is a Kayim Mitzvah and fulfills a Mitzvah, Vert Nizgala Vi Eres HaMetzias Mitn Ein Metzias Mitn Emes, that brings out how in truth essentially we are one with Hashem. Mitn Emes and Yesh HaMuchlet, we are really one with that existence, which means Hashem, the one who is eternal and the true existence. So it's not that he's giving us something which we are not connected to. When you do a mitzvah, what you bring out is, I am really connected, I am really one with Hashem, and therefore I have this. He bequeaths to me means, he, just because I am his child, therefore I am part of that. So we are one with the true, the only true existence, which is Yesh HaMuchla, the absolute true meaning of Yesh. Metzias HaTmid is that existence which goes on eternally. Oisiyatem Loichem, as the Pasuk says, you take me. It's not actually a Pasuk, it's a Medrash, but you capture me. When Hashem says, when you learn Torah, you have me. You have captured me. So when we become one with Hashem, so therefore we are by extension what he is, and therefore we too become an eternal existence, the true meaning of existence. Vav. Der funes verstande bi jedem einig, was kommt der von der Rüste Tzadikim. Now we can understand what it means when we say that the Tzadikim from these 310 worlds, they get pleasure from this. To understand what that means, where do we see that they get pleasure? But thus is was the pirush in Divrei Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. This is the meaning of what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is saying, that also Hashem Baruch Hu Anchel Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shai Elam, as Hashem will then bequeath to each tzaddik 310 worlds. Be the Rambam is vavayir, as the Rambam explains this, thus meant that what this means is the tainik from Elam Abba, that the pleasure that one derives from the afterlife from Elam Abba is sholosh meis pam ve'esapamim, is 310 times v'dekol ha'anugas v'elam hazeh, then all the pleasures that one can imagine in this world, the pleasure that one derives in the afterlife is 310 times as great as all other pleasures in this world combined. So what is the meaning of that tainug, of that joy, enjoyment? Das ist nicht der einig von tzaddikim, das ist eine Versicht. That doesn't mean that the tzaddikim enjoy something that they take pleasure in it, something that they're sitting back and enjoying. B'losh nachsidus, or as the chsidus terms this, the nachas ruach lenivra, the pleasure that is derived by the created being. The nachas ruach was read was wird beim Eden als Schar, that the enjoyment that a Yid has as a reward, was er hat mit keinem gewend dem Eibischen's Ratzen, that he fulfilled Hashem's will. That's not what this means. Nor das ist der Tanik von Eibischen Kaviyachu. What we're describing here is the pleasure that Hashem has, Nachas Ruach Lebeire, in the words of Chassidus, the pleasure that the Creator has, Kamayim Chazal, as our sages say, Nachas Ruach Lefonai Shamarti V'Nasir Tzayni, that Hashem states, it is a pleasure to me that I have said and my will was fulfilled. So that's what this is describing. V'Bald Yidin Zaynin Ein Zach Mit Meirish, since the Yidin are one with the one who bequeaths, which means with Hashem, Zaynin Zay Neichel Kaviyachol Dem Taina Gabeira, therefore they also inherit this pleasure that Hashem is having from the fact that Tzadikim fulfilled his will throughout their life. So since Hashem takes pleasure in it, that filters down and is bequeathed also to the neshama itself. Rambam is gleich mevayres. Rambam explains that Ados vas Rabbi Shulman Levi nutztam mispa from Sholosh Meis ve'asara. The reason that Rabbi Shulman Levi uses a number of 310 times as much is al derech ha'ara bilvad. That's only sort of using terms that we can understand, putting a number to it all together, not the number 310 specifically. That's probably more associated with the yesh, because the pasuk says yesh, but the putting a number on it is only in order to put it into terms that we can understand. Over lefia emes, but in truth, is the satanic bilti mugbel. It's an infinite, indescribable pleasure, not limited to any number at all. It goes on infinitely, but you can't explain that to people. You know, people don't understand the concept or the don't relate to infinity. So put a big number on it. Und das ist der chilek zwischen schar mitzvos und lahanchel oyeviyesh. And that's the difference between when we talk about the reward that Hashem grants someone for the mitzvahs that he does, and what's being described here, to bequeath to those who love me, to the tzaddikim, the 310 worlds. The tainug was kum zum adam al tzchar haaveda, the pleasure that a person receives as a reward for the work that they put in. And when we talk about someone receiving reward for something that they did, it means there is an entity that needs to be rewarded, which puts a certain, gives that entity its own independent existence to some degree. Why do you have to reward somebody for the work that they do? Because they are an entity that needs to be rewarded. So the fact that we talk about it in terms of reward means there is still some sort of independence, independent entity, as in some levels distinct from Hashem. Is the tainug vifel an adam als nivra ken fanema? So therefore, there the pleasure that one takes is limited to what a human, even a neshama of a human, can relate to, can accept, can, you know, can acclimate, and before they become overwhelmed with this is too much. But when we talk about that Hashem will bequeath the 310 worlds, is there nachas ruach lebeira? There we're talking about the one who receives the pleasure is Hashem, the infinite. An inyan from yesh hamuchlet, what we said before, the yesh, the oyve yesh, yesh means the Hashem who is the absolute real existence. Vos das is nish der inyan from schar mitzvah, that is not describing reward for mitzvah. No, das is mitzad ha mitzvah, the etzem ha mitzvah. But it describes what happens when a yid does a mitzvah and how it affects Hashem. It's not that Hashem gets rewarded for a yid doing mitzvah. It means, what does a mitzvah do within Hashem? Und das kommt an zum Adam derech Nachla. And it's not something that we're doing for the yid. We do it, it happens for Hashem. And because Hashem and the yid are connected, so therefore, it flows down to the yid as well, because the yid is connected and attached to Hashem. because a Yid and Hashem are one and the same, and therefore the Yid, by as an extension of Hashem, gets to experience a pleasure which is infinite, and that can be acclimated by Yid because it's not being directed at him. It comes as a result of being one with Hashem, and Hashem is infinite, and therefore bequeaths to a Yid also that infinite capacity to be able to experience the mitzvah on its own in the way Hashem experiences it. Zion. Thus is the tam, and this is the reason for lahanchil yesh, why bequeathing this capacity to be able to connect to the yesh and experience things in the way he does, is la'oyev edafke, comes only to those who love me. When can der adam tzukum tzum inyu from lahanchil la'oyev yesh? When can a person reach this very exalted level of becoming one with Hashem, and therefore become an extension of him, and to take on properties of infinity and so on? Beis as oich zayin avoda is in azat leifin. Only when the avoda, the serving of Hashem, also happens in that way. As a trachtnish wegen sich, that he's not thinking about himself at all. When a tzaddik does Torah and mitzvahs, it's not in order to benefit himself. It's purely for the sake of Hashem. As a tracht nicht wegen sich, nor a tut in ganzen Lashmoy, does it completely for the sake of serving Hashem, for Hashem's sake. And therefore the resulting, not the reward so much as, but rather the result of that is, you did it for me, so you get included into how I experience it. Kolzman de Adam tracht wegen an in Yishol Schar, as long as a person is still thinking about what is it going to do for me, even in the most subtle way, or if he's thinking about he serves Hashem because this raises him up and lifts him up and puts him on a path to greater spiritual enlightenment and so on, is nitshayach as a zol veren ein zach mit niyasham luchlet. The result of that can never be to become one with infinity, with absolute yesh, as we said before. Or Metzias Atmidis, or the other word for that is Metzias Atmidis, versus in Ganzen Hechav von Geder and Avroim, which is transcends completely any parameters of created beings. That's something which goes beyond creation totally. Created beings cannot relate to that. Dafke wenn sein Avoid is in Ganzen Lashma, only when a Yid's Avoid, the serving of Hashem, is completely for the sake of Hashem, not for yourself at all. And as Nishka Metzias Fazich, he doesn't see himself as in any way as an independent existence of Hashem. Etracht nor wegen dem Etzma Mitzvah. He's thinking only about the fact that it's a mitzvah, Hashem wants him to do it, and that's why he does it. And that's why Hashem is experiencing this great joy, because it's being done only because I want it to be done. And that's the only motivation that this tzaddik has for doing it. So then the person that is doing it captures that aspect of Hashem which is experiencing that joy from that mitzvah, and therefore the Yid, the Nesham, also becomes included up into that experience. As we find in Allah as an emesa eved, Eved al Pitayrasem, is that the true meaning of a slave, of a servant, which means the way the Torah says, describes an Eved, is Nishka Metzias Fazich, doesn't have any independent existence at all. Sein ganze Metzias is Metzias Adon. He exists only as a part of the master. That's true slavery in the positive sense. And thus is the remez in them, and this also is what is being alluded to in the fact that was the mishnas lefneze, that the mishnas immediately preceding this, reiden ven kaver zverim, talk about a beehive and chalas dvash and the loaves of honey, while the avodah from Eden is in them eifim from the shema, because when we talk about this kind of avodah, service of Hashem, that a Yid has in this way, which is completely for the sake of Hashem, is ungedeitet in them, and the fact that Yidden are compared to bees. V'yashteta Medrash, the Medrash says, Kedvoirim hoyu bonai, like bees are my children. Ma hadvoir hazo, it's just like this bee. Kol mashi misageles, misageles lebaleha. Whatever it produces for its master. The master gets to use the honey. Bees overproduce by way more than they could ever use, and it's really there. They're doing it for the master, it turns out. Kach kol mashi Yisrael misaglim, so also, says Hashem. Everything that the Yidden do that produce mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, the mitzvahs that they do and the good deeds that they do, heim saglim, la'avim shem shemayim, they are producing it on behalf for their Father in heaven. So this idea of doing it for Hashem rather than for any personal gain is in the way in which the Jewish people are compared to bees. Okay, before we look at it, as the Kutatayr explains as the Avayda Ba'ifen Zeh, that this kind of service kumt funde hakora as the tachas mechuban b'riyas adam comes from the recognition that the real purpose of the creation of man eina b'shula adam atzmi levad is not just so man can benefit from it. Avshe be'emes aliyosin uflama oid, although it's true that a person that is created and born and does serves Hashem rises infinitely. Tremendously as a result of that avodah. So that's true. Im kol zeh, still, in all, lo yizubu levad hu atachas ha-mechuban, that's not the only purpose. Ki im l'kvayd yizbarach, the real purpose is to serve Hashem, and it's for His benefit, even though we also benefit greatly from it. But it's really not about that, it's really about benefiting Hashem. As our sages tell us, that I was created in order to serve my master. It's all about serving Hashem and what He gets out of it. Which explains why the Mishnah before the how the Mishnah before that is linked with the subject of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that it's Lahan Chalei Aveyesh, why bees are the subject of the Mishnah previous to that. Ches, al pizeh kemenoich mevarzayin. So based on this, we can also explain the shaychus from the Mishnah to pluktas b'shamay b'shil b'chalus vash, the connection between the Mishnah and the machlokes of b'shamay b'shil in regards to the loaves of honey, u'bahagdim, in order to understand the connection of the machlokes itself, we have to first explain. In the Mloshin Anal from Likutei Torah, and what the words of Likutei Torah is mudgesh as lapoyel kum tzu, as we said before, the Torah says that it's true that a person receives through his work, through his service of Hashem down here, gets an infinite, a great elevation to their stat, to who they are. It's just that that's not the only purpose of creation, of man being created. He does get a great, as we said before, is in them even in this matter there is a difference between what the Beshamais approach to things. As we said before, they go by the potential of things, and Shittas Beis Hillel and the approach of Beis Hillel in matters as Azlina Basa B'Payil, that we look more as what's the reality. Ivitif is their inyan, the aliyah is tavus magim. So in regard, so there would be a difference according to Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel about how important is this personal gain. How deeply does that go that you do also benefit from having come down to this world and serve Hashem? If we go as Beis Shammai says, according to potential, that we are interested more about what the potential brings rather than what actually happened on the ground, the facts on the ground. Kumtois, according to that, it would seem as Yuridus and Neshama Lamata da Bepoil, that the actual fact of the Neshama actually being created, being brought down into the world, Tutnishoif Kamail Chadosha, doesn't really bring anything new to the table in the neshama, as far as the neshama is concerned, legabe vizi is kaidem yiridasa, as opposed to with the way the neshama is before it actually comes down into the world. Why is there nothing truly gained by actually coming down? because for the most part, the koyach of durchfirin der avodah lamata, the fact that the neshama has the ability to be able to accomplish this, if it should come down into the world, it would be able to rise into this incredible level, having experienced this kind of service of Hashem. So that potential already exists in the neshama before it actually has to come down into the world. So what has, according to Beis Shammai, that says we look at the potential, the neshama has the potential. That should be enough. We're not too concerned about whether it actually happened for this neshama or not. Noch mehr. In fact, we can take it a step further. In this particular case, sometimes you might say that how do you know that the potential exists? Only if it actually happens, then you know that the potential exists. But if it never happens, you don't even know if the potential existed to begin with. So maybe the fact that the neshama has to come down and actually go through it and actually do it in order to be able to rise to that level is just to make sure that you really did have the potential for it. But in this case, that doesn't apply. So we don't even need it as a test, that we have to see whether the neshama can actually had the ability to do it. Because in this case, it's a certain thing, a sof, that yet the neshama durchfirin shlichus v'almadein. Because in this case, it's without doubt, there's no question that eventually each neshama will complete its mission in this world. As it says in the pasuk, "Levilti yidach memenu nidach," that there will never, no neshama will be left behind. No neshama will not be included, will be lost in the shuffle. Every neshama will be brought into Olam Haba. And another thing, and this is in fact the main point, Klapishamaya Galyab, to Hashem it's clear and he knows, as Zivet does Durchfirin, Hashem knows that what the end is going to be, that the Neshama will be able to accomplish that. So therefore you can't even say that according to Beis Shammai there is a need for the Neshama to come down to complete the reality of that potential in order to know whether it really had the potential, because we are promised, we are assured in the pasuk that it will, Evi Neshama will reach that perfection. And Hashem knew, even without being assured by the pasuk, that this is going to happen. So there's no need for the Neshama to have to go through the actual coming down into the world in order to realize its potential. Because the Beis Shammai looks at the potential more than at the reality. So it comes out as late Bishami is Nishtokin or Tzuzogn, that according to Bishami there's really no reason to say as the Ali and the flaw from the Adam is an Uftav Chidish was Tzulib Dem Daf Zayn Yidid San Shom Lamata Bepoil, that in order for the person, the Neshama, to reach its absolute, you know, this great growth is dependent on the Neshama actually coming down into the world. Because he doesn't care about the pile. He looks more at the Beshami, looks more at the Bekayach, at the potential. And thus was the Neshama is Yared Lamata. So the reason that the Neshama comes down into the world is the Gamer Nishsulib de Ilivas Vet Uvgeton in the Neshama. Is not at all about what can be accomplished for the Neshama when it comes down into the world, because Beshami doesn't need that actual coming down. Nor Blois Lesagal Baalev. So the over there you see an absolute, the only reason we can now attribute according to Beis Shammai for the Neshama actually to come down into the world is in order to benefit Hashem, like the bee, kedei tzedurchfin dekavonah from the Hashem, to fulfill the will of Hashem. Vos nesavagosh baruch olis ladir v'tachtonim, that Hashem wanted to have a place in the lower worlds. Umfar dem inyan is nish genug as the Neshama had b'kayach tzemach nadir, and for this point that Hashem needs, wants a place in the worlds down here, for that it's not enough that the Neshama, in as it is in the heavens above, has the ability to create that tachtain, and that place for Hashem in the world, nor the tachtain dabepoil nishtanigvarim, because we need the lower world to actually be changed and to be made into a place for Hashem to be comfortable. To be a home to Hashem. As Muzain, the pu'ula in them tachna, because that, to, in order to accomplish that, you need to change the world, the reality of the world. And that doesn't help that the neshama has the ability, the potential ability to do it, but never actually does it. And therefore it needs the neshama to actually come down. So therefore, according to Beis Shammai, summarize these two paragraphs, the actual coming down of the neshama into this world is not at all about the neshama, because the fact that the neshama has the potential to be able to reach a high level, that's enough for Beis Shammai. The only thing that Beis Shammai recognizes that there has to be an actual coming down of the neshama into the world is in order to transform the world, which is all about making a place for Hashem. It's only in order to do things for Hashem. Mashenkin leitshitus Beis Hillel. On the other hand, according to the opinion of Beis Hillel, Azlina Bozabapoyel, that they say that no, we look at the facts on the ground, what has actually been accomplished. Kumtois, according to that, it would seem, as the Yiridus and Neshama Lamata Tut Uf Amayla Oichen Neshama, that the actual coming down of the Neshama into the world accomplishes something for the Neshama as well in its personal growth. Vaziyot Friyin Nishgat was something which it didn't have before. It did have it in potential, but it didn't have it in reality. Because it's only through actually coming into the world down here, brings Yerus Irekeichas, only then does it get to express its potential, Minakayach Lapoil, from potential into actual. Vaslait Basil does the Ike from the Rinyam, according to Basil, that's the real litmus test. Did it actually do it? And only when it does it really reach this growth, the personal growth of the neshama. And therefore, loy beisil, according to beisil, avopias der ikre inyan is yiridus and neshama lamata is lekvaydei yisbarich. Even though the main reason why, as the Lakut HaTorah says, even though the main reason why the neshama comes down is really to benefit Hashem, ani nevreisu l'shama shuskeni, I was created to serve my master. Bichteitzu defirin. In order to fulfill this purpose of making a place down here for Hashem, a home for Hashem, and that should be the real purpose of a yid's serving Hashem. From deswegen, still on the other hand, is ein avod lamata an inyan was tut oif achidush eichen em. On the other hand, even the second part, which is that the personal growth of the neshama that is that happens as a result of it, only happens if it comes down into the world, and then it actually did its avodah in this world, and then it actually rises up to this incredible level as a result of having done what it had the ability to do. But by being able to do it, it wouldn't have reached its potential, its own growth. So according to Beis Hillel, there's more of a benefit to the neshama, even though that's not the main benefit, but of the main purpose of coming down, but there's more of a benefit to the neshama as a result of having come down into the world. Test. The chiluk hanal tzvishim Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and this difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Git Eich HaHasbara, also explains in Zeir Plukta, it informs us about the reason behind their dispute. Beis Shammai says that it's better for a person that he would not have been created rather than having been created. Given a choice, a person would choose not to be created. And Beis Hillel says, it's better for a person to have been born, created, better than not having been born at all. Nimnu v'gamru, and then they took a vote on this, and they decided that noyach loy l'adam shloy nivra, yesem shnivra, would be better for a person not to have been created, rather than being created. Achshav shem nivra, but now that he's already we're here, person was born and it is living in the world. Yifashfish b'maisav, they have to be very careful about how they make their way through creation, through life. The simple meaning of this machlokes is, according to Beis Shammai, they say the world is fraught with danger. There is more opportunity to mess up than there is to, or a person is more likely to mess up than to do everything right. So every time a person does an aveira and so on, so they're undermining the purpose of creation. It would be better that they weren't created at all. At least you don't get into trouble. Bezalel says, no, better that, you know, you go through it. There are dangers. Things do go wrong. But in the end, it's better, you know, you gain more than you lost. In Lekuta Torah Dart, so Lekuta Torah there on that Maima Chazal is Mevayer, the Pshat in the Maima Chazal explains more carefully what the meaning of this Machlekes is. So it doesn't say it's better that they wouldn't have been created. Because without question there is a benefit to the Neshama for having come down. The benefit is, of course, that it grows to an incredible, as we said before, to an infinite place. No, the pshat is, what it really means is, noyach v'kal hayolei sholei nivra. It would have been easier, more comfortable for the neshama, had it not had to come down into the world. Because the ultimate purpose of the creation of man is, as lo yavod legarmei lekabel pras, the purpose of coming down here is not to do serve Hashem for my own benefit and for my own growth and personal benefit, and to receive reward, nor blois, but rather the purpose of coming down is l'shamish eskayne, to serve Hashem. Thus, dos is an avodah kashubeshu, which is a very difficult avodah, to be completely not focused on oneself, but to be focused only completely on Hashem is very difficult. One says noyach v'kal, as is all the snishdaf and tana. So therefore, it's much easier, more comfortable for the neshama not to have to come into a situation in which you have to do everything for Hashem, which is practically very, very difficult. In other words, since you can only realize your potential by doing it in this perfect way, it's easier. It's just easier for the neshama not to have to take on such a difficult task, and that would be easier. That's how the Lekut HaTorah explains it. So the question could be asked, Vosu da hava amira from Beis Hillel to Zogin, then what is Beis Hillel saying when they say, as noyach v'kalo l'odem yosem mishloi nivra? Shenivra yosem mishloi nivra. Beis Hillel is really saying that it's more comfortable and easy for the neshama to be created rather than not be created. What are they saying, that it is, it's an easy job, or it's a, what do they mean then? Is the beard in them? So the explanation is, like Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, is takam al chachila poshut as the ganzer in yufiris and neshama lamata is nishbishul aliyas neshama. Because as we said before, according to Beis Shammai, the whole thing of the neshama coming down here is not for the sake of the neshama itself, nor blois lechvedis baruch, only for, in order to serve Hashem and for him, for Hashem's benefit. Okay, as we said before, in order for the neshama to grow to this greater level, you don't need it to actually come down. Says genug de bekeich, it's enough that the neshama has the ability to do it. Therefore, it's obvious that if for the neshama's sake, it would be easier not to have to come down here at all, because you can accomplish, you can have personal growth without having to go down into the difficulty of creation. But for em loy is nishto kein chidush durch yidos lamadav. As far as the neshama is concerned, there's nothing to be gained by coming down into the world for itself, because it could grow to that level even without having to actually come down. It's enough that he has the potential to do it. Says no lechvadiyus baruch, and the only reason for the neshama to come down is for Hashem's gain, because he needs a dira b'tachtonim, and that can only be accomplished by the neshama actually elevating the lower worlds. Mashen kein loy besul, but on the other hand, according to Beis Hillel, is don or tzuzogin, one could say, as is noyach le'adam shenivra yosem mishloi nivra, that it would be easier for the neshama that he should be created than not be created. Vile, because then a volt nish nivra gevorin, if neshama had not been born, volte ken shayches nish gehatzu dem aliyah gedayla v'neflo lein ketz, the neshama would not have benefit from this of benefit this great aliyah, because if you don't actually do it, Beis Hillel says it's all about actually going through it. If you don't actually go through it, you don't get the reward, the benefit. Because of this, is the tainug defun v'the neshama hadem from the aliyah, the pleasure that the neshama has from this growth that it experiences when it comes down into the world, is much greater than the distress that the neshama has. Neshama has distress when it's living in the prison of a body and has to follow the nefesh bahamis, the animal soul, and it's living in this horrible existence as far as the neshama is concerned. That's great distress, but the reward is greater than the pain. Since the reward is so much more than the pain, therefore it's more pleasant for the neshama that it was created. Feeling that God does that, bring it to the aliyah and the flow, because it knows always that living through this prison will lead to an incredible growth. Tainu gotzam, therefore it provides great pleasure. Notwithstanding the fact that being here in this world is a great distress for the neshama, b'loy nivra, so it's still better that it was created than if it had not been created, and not being able to experience the great growth, this super growth that it does as a result of having been created. Aber, but then nimnu v'gamru, in the final analysis they decided that noyach leit la'adam shaloi nivra, it's easier for a person not to have been created, yosim shenivra, more than if he was created. Vile, because avo piyaz neshama vet l'poil tzukum b'yirdas ulamata tzedem aliyah g'dayil v'niflah lein ketz, even though it's true that the neshama reaches this incredible growth as a result of having come down into the world, is abenish dos davzai mechshavas adam b'shas avidasi. This can be the ultimate intent and the motivation of a yid doing avodah for serving Hashem. Er daftan de avodin ganzel loyla gam evel kabel prasa. Yid has to do their avodah completely and totally, not for their own sake, not in order to receive reward, nor blois only l'shamishes kaini, to serve Hashem. Not to think about your oneself, unzain aliyas, and their personal growth, and the river, and therefore is noyach v'kalosh l'nivra yosem shenivra. Therefore, it's easier to not have been created. In other words, as far as I'm concerned, thinks the neshama, for me it would have been easier not to go through this whole thing, because it's not about me anyway. I'm not here to serve myself, to, you know, create growth for myself. So since I'm not here for that, I'm only here to serve Hashem. For my personal sake, it would be easier not to have to go through this whole thing. Of course, I'm doing it because I need to serve Hashem, but as far as I'm concerned, there's no need. It would be easier just not to have to go through it. So this machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in regards to the to how to serve Hashem also informs us about what they mean when they argue about whether it's easier for the neshama to have been created or not have been created. Yud. Und das ist euch der Scheiches von der Mishnah von Chalas Dvash zu der Mishnah Achreina von Sagas Baruch Hulanchil. This is also the connection between the previous Mishnah about the loaves of honey and the final Mishnah of all of Mishnayis, which is that Hashem will bequeath the 300 worlds and so on. Fria brings the Mishnah pluktas b'shamay b'shilol. First, the Mishnah brings the machlokes between b'shamay b'shilol. So as lina b'sakayach, whether we go according to what is potentially possible, other as lina b'sabapoyil, or we're more interested in what actually happened. B'sofize v'olgiven an or tzuzong, that according to this one might say as adas b'shilol is the aliyah suschara odem the ikir atam. One might think that according to Beis Hillel, the personal growth of the person is the main reason of al kaponim atam shavu, or at least of equal value fun zayin yirida lematov, as far as the neshama coming down into this world. Because since Beis Hillel looks at what actually happens, so the neshama needs to actually go through creation and living in this world and accomplishing in this world in order to have that personal growth. It's not going to happen just because there is the potential for it. So as far as Beis Hillel, it would seem that the personal gain of the neshama is at least perhaps of equal value to the purpose of serving Hashem. Is the Mishnah Mamshah. So therefore the Mishnah goes on to explain that no, it's not so. Similar to what in the final analysis they decided. And then therefore the Mishnah goes on to say, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said also that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said Hashem will bequeath to those who love him the yesh, that existence of permanence. Lukula alma from Mishnah Akademis, everybody agrees, meaning everybody from the previous Mishnah, Beishamah and Beis Hillel both agree. Oichladas Beis Hillel, which means even according to Beis Hillel, is the matar of atachas avoida, shalom neshama lamata, the ultimate purpose of the avoida, of the service of neshama coming down here, is nisht ischar valiyah, is not about the gain to the neshama, nor, but rather, be the dvash fun devarim, like the honey of the bees, which we said before, l'sagal u'bala, it's all about producing for the master. To durch finir et sainiak of Nostra Shalosh Baruch Hu, it's all about fulfilling the will of Hashem, and the purpose and the intent of Hashem. Vos drikzich ois, in them was the neshama vet ein zach kaviyochel. And this leads to, and therefore expresses itself in the fact that the neshama becomes one, so to speak, mit yesh hamuchad, with the true infinite existence of Hashem, hametzias atmidis, that ongoing, non-stop existence of Hashem, and the neshama becomes part of that, and everything that it experiences is as an extension of what Hashem is experiencing. In other words, we might have thought that Beis Hillel recognizes or values what the neshama gains as a result of coming down into this world as personal growth. So the Mishnah continues and concludes and says, no, it's not about that at all. It's all about serving Hashem for His sake, and any benefit that comes to the neshama is just as a result of that, having become one with Hashem, and therefore experiencing everything in through Hashem's existence. Afopikein, even so, meintes nish, as is vetel gamrin zayn ken schar valiya for the neshama, it doesn't mean that there will not be any reward for the neshama. Was vet the das vetel zayn, this will also happen. When the fire brings Rabbi Shulman Levi the Hemshach, and therefore Rabbi Shulman Levi goes on to the rest of the pasuk, was kum nor de vetel anchel oyvi yesh. The first part of the pasuk seems relevant to what Rabbi Shulman Levi wanted to say. The part of the pasuk that says, "I will bequeath to those who love me, yesh." As we said, that means yesh, the infinite yesh. But he quotes also the end of that pasuk, which means their treasures I will fill, their treasure houses, this I will fill. That's talking about their treasure houses, means the treasure houses of the tzaddikim, of these people that he's rewarding. Since Hashem never withholds any reward from any creation, that's why, as a created being, the neshama also is rewarded in that way. Besides for the fact that it becomes one with Hashem, it also gets rewarded in the conventional sense, which is that it gets the reward, whatever the reward is. However, on the other hand, that this secondary thing that Hashem will also reward them in the conventional sense, he doesn't bring this. He quotes the pasuk about it, but he doesn't focus on it in what he's saying. He says, all he said was, Hashem will bequeath 310 worlds. He should have said, also, ulamala itzisayim, to fill those storehouses, but he doesn't say that. Nor blois v'darachagav, he only brings it as an aside, bringing the pasuk just as the end of the pasuk. He also includes the end of the pasuk. Lahan chaloy v'yesh. the end of the pasuk l'anchalevi, while in zayin etzem maimer reter vegn der ikir shlem is l'asu, because when he, what he's trying to bring out, the point he's trying to make by his statement is, what is the real focus? What's the real meaning of what happens and what's going to happen? Nor could they so unbeiten oichay von schar kibshudu shol neshama. But because he spoke about that it's not about personal gain and so on, but so he also includes the part of the pasuk which says, well, Hashem is not going to withhold reward for the neshama. Of course he always rewards the neshama, but that's not what I'm talking about. That's just what will also happen. It comes as a secondary thing, and if you want to compare that to the original thing that Rabbi Shulman Levi is saying, that the way a neshama is rewarded, or what happens to the neshama, is that it becomes one with Hashem and therefore experiences everything in that sense, cannot be compared to personal reward that Hashem gives to the neshama. So still, as an aside, he brings also the Mesiyim Apostle, which say Mamala, as a secondary thing, that, you know, Hashem is not going to withhold the reward. It's there too. But that's not the point. That's not the purpose. That's not what the focus is. That's not what anybody is interested in. Yudalef. Another point that could be made. It's well known that when Mashiach comes, even though now the halacha is like Beis Hillel, then the halacha will be like Beis Shammai. Because eine von die Biurim, was man kennt in dem Sagen, one explanation that can be given about this, based on what we just finished saying, is this. During our day and age, when der Adam feels sein Metzias, when a person experiences their own existence, I mean, we can't get away from that. That's how we live. Is halach gebes hillel. Therefore, the halach is like gebes hillel, and mezok dem Adam, and therefore we tell the person, azayin aveidah tut oich oif and aliyah in em, and that a person needs reassurances. Since a person lives with not with total bittul, and I don't exist on any level, most people don't live that way. So therefore, we need also Hillel's reassurance, which is that the neshama will also grow as a result of it, will also be rewarded as a result of it. Mashenkin lasid lavi, but when the Mashiach comes after the time of, in the future world, when the presence of Hashem will be fully revealed to us, and we will all see Kipi Hashem Dibur, we will all experience godliness directly. And then, because in the presence of Hashem, of course, we will no longer have our own independent existence. We will be just included into the greater existence of Hashem. As he said before, Yesha Mochlet Metzias Amtmidis, Demol Vert the Metzias Ha'adam Lagamin and Shteifes Makam Zayin, then nobody will be interested in what's in it for me. That won't be on any level of any importance. When the ganzer uftu ved bashtein bloisen hanchelo yeshen, everything will just be all about, I'm the only way that one can experience anything is I'm connected to Hashem and I experience His experience. That's the only thing that we can look forward to. That's in the existence that we will have then. That will be the only thing of interest. Nobody wants to experience anything outside of Hashem's existence. We want to be one with Hashem. And that's why it'll go over more to the way Beis Shammai sees it. When the Faran, therefore, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Gufa, Rabbi Shua ben Levi himself, Azred Vegnam Zmandel Ovid, which is talking about the time of the future, on in them gufa in Sima Mishnais, and even talking about the future, that's the very conclusion. He talks about it in the conclusion of the Mishnais. The conclusion of Mishnais means the way a person is after having gone through all the Avodah, which means the entire Mishnais, everything about Teresh Avopeh, the Matzav Deshlemus Atzadik, which means he has reached the ultimate, the highest level that a tzaddik can reach. Zokta Nor, all he says is, that Hashem will bequeath to every tzaddik the 310 elements. So that is what he's talking about. We're talking at the very height of a person, of a tzaddik's life. He dedicated his whole life. He went through the entire Mishnayos, which means the whole gamut of what life brings. And this is where he ended up. Over there, he talks only about this very elevated state. But since Mishnayos is, after all, learned in the physical world, regular people learn it also. That's why he also includes the end of the pasuk from Vayitzrei Seyem Amalei, that I will fill their storehouses, which means like throwing a bone to the existence of people in this world, the way we exist in this world. As the Eibishtavet Eich Mamalei Zayin Eitz Shol Tzadikim, that Hashem will also fill the storehouses of the tzaddikim to experience things in their own experience, in their own existence. That's why he also includes that pasuk, but essentially he's talking just about this ultimate becoming one with Hashem and experiencing everything in that way, not about experiencing our own pleasure in any way.